Tippy Talks Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talks, your financial empowerment podcast, full of education, resources, and so much more for service providers. My name is Ashley, and I'm one of the account managers here at Tippy. We know you're busy, so let's dive in.
As a business owner, that's the only tips I record now. Like before, it was just a percentage. So now it's whatever's on Tippy is what I record. There is no more percentage. So on the business end, it makes it a little bit easier as the owner to figure that out versus, okay, well, here's what their services were. Now let's do a percentage of this. Like, no, this they made $500 this week in tips. Done. We're either hitting the 25 or 30% button. Rarely does anybody change their tip. As far as getting the staff on board, you know, really just showing them how much money they can actually make versus if we went to no tipping or, you know, cash only. Not everybody carries cash. A lot of my cash tippers are now starting to use Tippy because they don't always have cash. So it's just a really great convenience for the client.
And how big is your team, Patrick?
Good question. I'm down to 6 service providers, including myself.
But that's huge with the amount of tips that you processed. You know, for how small your business is, to you guys have that much success, it's amazing.
When we first started, I had 15 employees. And then COVID happened, we dropped, we went back up. I was back up to 10, then I was down to 8, now I'm down to 6.
It ebbs and flows.
Yeah, and I mean, we've talked about this before, you know, the industry has completely changed.
Yeah.
Like, complete 540, not even 360. It's like spun around 3 different times.
It really has.
So it's, especially now, with the way that people spend money, use money, not having Tippy is a detriment to them surviving. Because if they're relying on cash and that person doesn't have cash, you just lost out on a, you know, depending on the service, a $30 tip, a $50 tip.
Right.
Which can make or break your grocery bill. One of the things that I immediately brought on as a new salon owner.
Yeah.
It has definitely, you know, like I said, made the difference in my business. But getting here, you know, going from having Tippy or direct tips before it was Tippy to going to no credit card tips, I know I lost, you know, I mean, in that time, I lost like probably 30% of my clientele just from the move. But I also lost more than that in tips because a lot of my clients were used to being able to tip on a card. How we were brought up in this industry, you know, it's not always about the tip. Even though it is, it's not. It's really about the client.
Yeah.
But the significant change in the amount of money people were making with bringing that on instantly was night and day. And there was people that were, you know, some clients especially were resistant to it. You know, some people are very much in the, you know, I don't want you to have to worry about claiming this, so I'll give you cash.
Mm.
The other thing that the stylists don't realize is by not using Tippy or accepting credit card tips, you're actually lowering your income on paper. Like, you're not showing that as income to buy a house or, you know, get a car loan, you know, buy a business, whatever.
Right.
because on paper it looks like you're not making that much, but here you have all this cash that you can't show where it came from.
Nope.
You have to pay taxes on that income for you as the stylist, but at the end of the day, it's benefiting everyone because it's a write-off for me, but it is a paper trail for them that they can buy a house, get a car, you know, do the things that they see everybody else doing, especially when it comes to retirement. If you're not paying into the system, guess what? You're not going to get that money when you retire like you're expecting to, because you cheated the system with how much money you made.
Right. Absolutely.
That's probably like the biggest thing that I tried to educate my staff on. Now, I'm lucky right now, everybody that I have is totally on board with Tippi.
You do have owners that when they raise their prices, they're even more afraid to use Tippi because their clients are used to seeing like a discounted rate or cheaper rate. And then when they bring Tippi in and their suggested amounts are higher, they're always worried what that guest is going to say. So how do you introduce Tippi to those clients who might be a little nervous about it or the increase of your prices?
I started working with Summit a year ago. So I don't even tell my clients that I'm raising my prices at this point. You know, they were pretty much like, you don't really need to give them a notice. If you want to, you can as a courtesy. And that's what we kind of did before. But I've raised my prices twice since all of that. And nobody said a word.
Even with the tip suggestions going up. That's amazing.
Because a lot of the times, you're not doing just what they booked for. It's not just a highlight and a haircut. You're doing a toner. Maybe we add low lights this time. So even what they think they're going to pay is never what they actually are going to pay. So
that is
one of those that, because it's not like, oh, he just raised his haircut $20, you know, it was $5. They don't really notice the difference.
I love that.
So that was something for me as an owner, because I was always worried about raising the prices because the client was, oh my God, what are they going to, they're not going to pay. They'll pay.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, it just frees you up for someone who will.
Right.
And it goes back to, again, working smarter, not harder. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and going back to all the other things, you know, you don't spend your clients' money for them. You don't know what anybody has in their pocket, what they're willing to spend. That's why you always offer upselling suggestions, a treatment, retail. You know, oh, you're getting a single process day. Well, why don't we throw a couple highlights in? Most of the clients nowadays, especially the younger clients, are expecting the extra costs.
Yeah,
they know they're going to get a toner. They know that they're getting a root smudge. It's the older clients that a lot of us have or had that are used to just a touch up and a haircut. Like my younger clients, you know, the 30-year-olds and younger, they want the root smudge. They want a toner. They want
You know,
all of this stuff because they know that they're not going to have to come back in for all of it again as soon as the older clientele who comes in every 4 weeks.
Yep.
They can get away with coming in every 3 to 6 months. So, yes, they're paying more initially for that service and or tip, but they're not coming in as often.
I think you just nailed it right there. That's exactly what's happening. People are coming in for an experience, and their hair definitely has been taking a lot longer. It's taking more time. It's extending appointments, but my goodness, dimensional, lived-in hair is just incredible, and it's beautiful. It's really taking over, but you're absolutely right. You know, the price
to pay for that is definitely significantly higher. And the expectation is there. They know that they're going to come in and they're going to pay for that specific look.
You share the fee with them? Or what is your rebuttal when people are asking about the convenience fee?
I haven't had one person say anything.
That's
especially since the integration with Mevo, It shows you the service charge.
Yeah.
I've seen some people look, like, before they hit confirm or continue payment, just kind of like, but nobody has said a word. So I haven't said a word.
That's amazing. But I think that goes to show what kind of world we live in today. Like, I often share with owners that everything we purchase or buy has a convenience fee. So for the people who are worried about it, like, this is nothing. You know, it's just a matter of the stylist getting those tips directly.
Correct. And I mean, look at DoorDash, how much people pay. And including myself, I DoorDash more often than I probably should. But you're paying a convenience fee, a delivery fee, on top of the upcharge that they already put on that price.
Yep.
You're getting a $5 coffee for $10 if you order it from Dunkin', plus the tip. So, like, measly $6 thing that if I had more time to go through the drive-thru, it would have only cost me $6. But it's now costing me $15 to DoorDash it. But it's all about the convenience. Most people these days are already aware of either, because we've had Tippy for so long, that convenience fee was always in there. With Mevo, it kicks over to Tippy and it says, okay, here was your services, here's what your tip was, and here's the dollar something fee, continue payment. Mm-hmm. So even with them being aware of it and being able to see it, there's still nobody's saying anything. Because it's just, I think, the nature of the world right now is everybody pays for convenience. Yeah. One way or the other. Trust me, as a business owner, do I want to pay income tax on income that's not mine? No, I don't. But at the end of the day, it's not hurting me and it's helping my staff.
Mm-hmm.
That's the important part, is that it allows them to make the money that they want to make.
Yeah,
it's not cash, but it's right into your account. It's you have it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I always say that we're in, like, a really cool industry, because you don't go to work and just have one salary. You can make as much money as you want.
Yep. And that's what I've always told everyone. Now, downside of that with the new generation is that they don't and didn't see the work that we put in to get to where we're at.
Okay, yeah.
And they just expect to come out and here's a $100,000 book and didn't do any of the grunt work to get here. I'm like, trust me, if I came out of beauty school and was making $100,000, I would have been set a long time ago.
Right.
It only took me, you know, almost 10 years to get to that kind of money.
Oh, yeah.
You
can't just step into something like that. You have to, unfortunately, do every single service, do every single client, do all of the things, and then get really good at whatever you want to specialize in, and you want to, you know, start doing hair extensions and really focus on that, then do it then. But, like, I do think you need experience, too, in just speaking to people and talking about different things and just building your knowledge base and foundation first anyway. It's all part of being in this business.
Yep. And I mean, the personality part is the things we can't teach.
No.
I can't teach you to talk to people. Mm-hmm. I could teach you to do a haircut. I could teach you to work a computer system. I can't teach you to have a personality.
For sure.
And that, honestly, in this industry is what's going to make or break you. It's not your talent. It's your personality.
Absolutely.
Talent just comes along with it.
And I say this to everybody because everybody's like, oh, you're so good. You're so good. I'm like, no, I'm not. I just happen to have a really great personality and be good at hair. I'm not great at hair. I'm good.
Yeah.
I will not say that I'm not good. But it is me that people come to see, not necessarily my haircuts.
Yeah.
What would your final advice be to share with everyone?
It's so easy.
That's awesome.
And that's really just what all of it is. It just makes it life for the stylist so much easier because it takes all the guesswork out of it.
Hey, Tippy family. Terry McKim here, founder of Tippy. When I came up with the concept many years ago on the back of a piece of paper, I couldn't imagine it would turn out like this. The businesses, and most importantly, the users, are really what makes this company so special. The goal then, and still today, was to better the beauty industry, but most importantly, provide financial tools to empower the service professionals. So when we say Tippy was created and built in industry, we mean it. We now have a community of strong, talented, and hardworking individuals, and we're still growing. Thank you for trusting us. We can't wait to keep growing with you.